sort of situation. But oh yeah, and he sold wood too. So you know, every now and then he would let us get on his horse or something like this. But his horses were primarily labor oriented, and that's what they use the horse for.
Mm. Okay. Now we talked. We talked a bit about the saltwater fish. What kinds of freshwater fish were there here?
Brim and catfish, more so. And of course, you got that garfish that nobody ever eats, that always eats your worm. And you throw it down there, you call it garfish or something like that.
Now, what kind of a gar is that?
There's a point. I don't really remember too much about him. He had a pointed nose, but he was of no value.
Yeah.
He would just get down there, eat your bait, and you know, you pull him out of the water, and you want to keep him out of the water, so he won't go back and eat your bait. I think I once caught a bass with a fishing pole. I once caught a bass, beautiful sized bass, but that was, you know, that was a fluke. He jumped off my hook as soon as I got him over the water, out of the water. And I had to scramble about to keep him from flopping back in the water, and there was a moccasin. I said, you ain't gonna get my fish. And that was about that. But catfish and brims were about the biggest thing.
Any other small game fish like brim? But mine hasn't.
A brim was, to us, was like a grunt, really. It was a pan fish, frying purposes.
Is it, now, a grunt's a small, that's a saltwater version.
That's a saltwater version of what we call a brim.
Mm.
But the grunt can, you know, get any size. You know. I was supposed to go fishing sometime this week with a friend of mine, but the weather's been so bad.
Mm-hmm.
When we go out, we come back with tug blows, grunts, grunts, and grunts, and grunts. Something else I don't care that much about, but I'll eat them, you know. Right. My mother loves them, but I don't care that much about them.
What's the ideal weather conditions for
fishing
around here?
I mean,
you know, like after rain or before rain?
Early morning after rain, probably. When, you know, most of the seas have been sort of calmed down a little bit.
Hmm.
But the weather's been.
Okay. Would you, well, let's put it this way. What would you call a building or a part of a building where someone might store grain?
I really wouldn't. I guess it's because I can't associate it with the idea of grain being stored. I'm not even living in the Midwest that much. Mm-hmm. Really wouldn't really like to cross my
okay.
My life.
All right, you mentioned that they had chickens and that there were some chickens and ducks, I think you said. Any other kinds of animals like that? What would you call those animals, that generic term for all of them?
Chickens, ducks, we just call them food, really.
Okay.
that was their major purpose, sure. Chicken lays some eggs, and we would let it ride to get some smaller chicks and things like this. But after a while, you know, it's all for one purpose, to eat.
Well, right now.
Nothing, there was no big hassling going out for Sunday dinner, going out in the back and, you know, ringing the chickens in there. That was my job.
That was your job?
That was my job. I'm gonna go clean me a couple of chickens, and they knew I was coming. I didn't mind either, going back there, grab hold of the chicken, ring his neck.
And did you have to do the cleaning of it?
Yeah, also I had to clean him.
How did you go about that? Did you
pluck him? Yeah. Usually I wet him down a little bit with hot water, and then I pluck him. Let him drain.
Yeah,
Yeah, and then pluck him from there. And have chicken feathers all over everywhere.
Did you ever use those for anything?
No, not that I know of. I don't remember. Not the pillows or anything.
Yeah.
I don't see.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. What about milk products around here? Were there any farms around here that dealt with that?
Yeah, there were dairies.